Today we're going to speak from Exodus chapter 33, verse 11.
Mau ojogera mbuku la Exodo chapter 33, verse 11.
So we'll read it one more time. Exodus 33, verse 11, and pay close attention to what is written here, please.
Ndino tibwerezanso kuwerenga mau ojogera mbuku la Exodus chapter 23. Verse 11 yokayo ndeti kamawerenga mumvetsere mwachidwi tikwerenga. Ndipo Yehova ananena ndi Mose kopenyana maso monga munthu alankhula ndi bwenzi lake. Ndipo anabwerera kunka kuchigono koma mtumiki wake Yoswa mwana wa Nuni ndiye mnyamata msinkhu wake sanachoka mchihemacho.
Did you listen to scripture reading? Did you hear what happened?
Yes.
What an event took place here when Israel was in the wilderness. Here, Israel is camped in the wilderness and had come out of Egypt. And who did lead them out of Egypt? Who took them out of Egypt? Do you know? You can answer if you know.
Moses.
Moses was the leader.
Moses.
But who made it happen?
God
with his mighty right hand. With the plagues, do you know about the plagues? 10 plagues? See, Israel was in bondage, right? They had to work like slaves. Do you know what that's like? Are you a slave?
I said no.
I'm a slave.
Okay.
Do you know what it's like to be a slave? Maybe you're thinking, I don't understand. Well, Israel was slaves working for Pharaoh.
Okay.
And what are we? We're also slaves. You and me. Slaves to who?
Agapola andani kodi. They said to God.
Are you sure?
Mune azona.
We are slaves. Jonathan says here, we are slaves to Satan.
Nyamadayu wapa Jonathan, akunena kuti ndife agapolo kwa Satana.
Is that not true?
Nimezo sizona kodi.
What do you mean we're slaves to Satan? Well, let's just look at our life. What is our life like? What is taking place in the villages? Amongst young people and the children. Amongst old people. Older people. What's happening? What do you see? A lot of misery or not? A lot of pain? A lot of sin? People being separated? Fathers angry at their husbands, angry at the wife? Wives angry at husbands? Yelling? Screaming? Children being disobedient. Such misery. dziko losautsa.
So terrible.
Zinthu zopasamantha kwambiri.
And when you want to change,
ndemukafuna kusintha,
Satan whips you.
Nde Satan amagwapulani tsopano.
He said you serve me.
Iwe unenera kundigwadira ine.
You will sin for me.
Iweyo unenera kuchimwa kutsatira ine.
You will make this world unbearable for me.
Ulipange dziko lulikhalo wawo kuti sisakwanitsika kukhalika.
Young people,
anyamata,
not too many here.
Osadambira lipano.
Maybe you are 15, 16 or 17.
Amene muni chama 15, 16 mutamangira 17.
And what goes on in our mind?
Kodi mmuntu mwanu mumayenda chani?
How am I going to exalt myself above the people?
Kodi ndinenera kuchita zinthu kuti ndipitirire anthu ena ndizionetsere kwa anthu?
Maybe you are involved with bribery.
Mwina kupanga nawo sachinyengo.
Lying.
Kunama.
Stealing.
Ukubanawo.
You see it, don't you?
Zimezo simmasona mmudzi. We see them.
We have to have guards and police.
Nena ukhala ndi alonda apo lisadzikha pambalipo.
But at night time there's people who are going around villages trying to steal things.
Usikukada wena kumainda mmagulu midzi mukuti abe zinthu zanzawo.
You see the misery?
Mukuona chowawa chimene chete.
So who are we a slave of?
Ndi mukhoza kuona kuti ndife akapolo tsopano.
Has God put us in that misery?
Kodi Mulungu anatika pa chizunzo chimene chingati?
No, so we're not a slave of God.
Nefeyo sifa kapolo a Mulungu.
God wants us to serve him.
Mulungu akufuna ife timtumikire.
With love.
Ndichikondi.
With patience.
Komanso ndikudekha.
With humbleness.
Ndikudzichepetsa.
With love to our neighbor.
Komanso ndichikondi kwa mzathu.
With meekness.
Komanso ndichifatso.
That's what God requires.
Imezo zimene Mulungu akufuna.
Not only does he require it, but that's what he wants.
Osari akungofuna zimenezo kuma amakhumbira kuti zimenezo ifitise kwaniritse.
But do you see?
Kwamukona?
How that we have chosen to serve Satan instead of God?
Mukona ifemene tinasankhira kusiya Mulungu kena kusankha kuti titumikira Satana?
Isn't that terrible?
Isn't that
horrible that we have given our heart to Satan?
And now,
because we went away from God, we are suffering such bad consequences.
You
recognize it, right? The consequences. Every time a new person, every week another person in the village or the village surrounds us has to be buried in the ground.
Painful.
And they go in the ground and there are no more.
The
consequences of sin.
I know
what's worse.
It's
consequence of our decision, what we've done.
For
we have chosen Satan.
See,
some people don't believe
this.
I want you to listen.
Because
I love you very much.
The
love of my heart
wants
to tell you the truth.
I don't
need to lie to
you.
But so many people won't tell you this
truth.
But I ask you to consider.
If
you just look at your life.
Munaniya kuyanga nakai moyo wanu.
Mothers,
azimai.
If you look in your heart.
Mukuyanga na mtima mwanu.
What do you find?
Mumapesa mocha.
Pain.
Kuwawa.
Is that right?
Sizona mese.
Sadness.
Ndazo nse kukhumudwa.
How is your life been?
Kodi moyo wanu ukuyenda bwanji?
When you have to look in your own heart.
Alesa kuyanga na mtima mwake.
And this way will just continue.
Until
people lay you in the grave
too. And
we might say, this is depressing.
This
is awful.
We
just live in misery and in pain, then we die, and that's it.
But
you see, we can't tell you about the gospel if you don't recognize that we are a slave of Satan.
So, nzovuda kuti tikuuzeni za uthenga wabwino ngati inuyo simuvomera kuti ife ndi akapolo kwa Satana.
Because so many people say everything will be okay.
Chifukwa anthu ambiri amabwera kukuuzani kuti chichose chikhala bwino.
God is love.
Ah, Mulungu ndi chikondi.
And he will help you.
Akuthandizani.
And he will give you something. He will give you enough and you'll be satisfied one day.
Akubatsanze nzochuluka ndipo tsiku lina mudzakhutitsidwa.
And so we need to rejoice.
Ndide tizambe kusangalala tsopano.
We need to be happy.
Tien tisangalaleni.
We need to sing.
Tien tiambeni kuimba tsopano.
But you know what the problem is?
Komutsoti futo ndichani?
I want you to recognize this.
Ndifuna kuti inomuzindikire ichi.
You know what the problem is?
Kuti mudzoti futo ndichani?
When we do that, it doesn't take the pain away. I know
because
I look into your heart that if we sing or try to rejoice, try to pray, coming here, it's only taking a little bit of the pain, the harshest part of the pain away. But the sin still remains. The pain still remains.
Do
you recognize that? Because I know many of you here today have been searching. Have been seeking. How do I get out of this? If I come to church and I pray and I do all these things and it helps a little bit, but it doesn't take it
away.
My pain still remains. My sorrow only gets more each day. Just ask some of the oldest mothers here. They will tell you. You don't, maybe. Young girls, listen. Can you hear me for a minute? Young girls, you maybe don't believe your mother when your mother says things only get worse. Because you maybe say, no, my life is going to be good. I'm going to have a good husband and a good marriage and money, and I'm going to be the perfect
mother.
But I have to tell you, young girls, it's only going to get worse. But there's a way out. There's a way to turn sorrow into joy. There is a way that pain may go to joy. There's a way. There's a way out. That you may be happy. And that instead of dying, you may live. There's a way. But that way is not understood. We can't find that way if we haven't recognized what we're in. And that's why these people, these Israelites, in verse 4, that when they heard the evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on his ornaments.
Ndipo pamene anthu anamva mawu awa oyipa anachita chisoni ndipo panalibe mmodzi anavala
zokometsera zake.
Because all these people were together. Kind of like this. But there was lots more people. And you know what happened? The Lord came with his truth. The truth came. They had built a golden calf and worshipped, and they rejected God. Can you believe it? God took them out of bondage, out of Egypt, and was helping them and leading them to a land of rest. Then they say, "We don't want you, God. We'll have our own gods." And they build a calf. Can you believe it? Why would they do that? God helped them and gave and was bringing them to a land of rest. Why would they do that for? What do you think? If you were one of the ladies or one of the men there, what would you have done? Would you have said, "No, no, we cannot build a calf. We need to serve the Lord"? You know what happened? You know what happened here? They were doing exactly the same thing as we're doing today. They knew that they were guilty. God came and came with his judgment and killed many of them already. And you know what they did? I'll tell you what's happening here. Maybe you can recognize it for today. They put all kinds of nice clothes on. They put jewelry on. They did their hair very nicely. They made themselves look really good. And then they carefully were coming to the church to worship. They looked very nice. It even looked like they really wanted to worship. But what were they really doing? Inside, behind those clothes, their conscience was beating. Even their heart and their conscience was beating. And they thought, as long as we put nice clothes on and look nice, then God won't see our heart. We're going to worship. And if we sing really loud, maybe God will forgive us. If we worship long, and if we pray together, the Lord will forgive us. Actually, that sounds kind of good. That doesn't sound so bad. And maybe we would say, "Lord, God, that's not so bad that they want to worship you." That's maybe what you're thinking. As your mind goes to, as you imagine what was happening that day. But what was the problem? I want you to help me recognize the problem. Because I know for some of you, the Lord is speaking to you today. I want you to help me. What was the problem? They wanted to show outwardly
ankafuna kudzionetsera kunja
that they were willing
kuti iwo akufuna
that they were sorry
kuti iwo ndithu ndiwaongosweka.
Outwardly they wanted to worship
kunja kwalinacho ndithu anayo njalo yofuna kupembedza.
But inside
koma mkati mwawo
it was chaos
anayo amene sakufuna zimenezo.
Inside
mkati mwawo
it wasn't looking so nice
anayo ndoti ankangodzionetsera bwino chabe.
Do you know what that looks like, right? Like, I want to give you an example so you can help, so I can help you understand. When maybe a husband or a wife, it could be either or. If they're married together. And let's say the husband goes out and he sins in the way of adultery or fornication. I know you can recognize this. Then he comes back and he comes to you. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you suspect something, but you don't know. But he comes and he shows outwardly he's very nice, maybe now. And he tries to talk pleasantly to you. You know what's happening, right? His conscience is bothering him. But he can't show it, so outwardly, so now he's two people. Outwardly, he doesn't want people to know what he's doing. So even outwardly, he can talk how bad it is to do these things. But inside, it's chaos. The conscience is bothering
him.
Now that's exactly what these people. And then these people, because the Lord said, take it all off. All those jewels. Your nice hair. Your nice clothes. Lord says, stop. I can't accept that. I won't accept that. Because I look into your heart. You see? But the people come. And since the Lord, because the Lord said, we read that also. In verse 5. He says, for the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into you, into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee.
Verse 5, ya kunena kuti ndipo Yehova anati kwa Mose, nena ndi ana Israeli inu ndinu anthu opulupudza. Ndikakwera kulowa pakati pa inu mkamphindi kamodzi ndidzaku thani nonse. Koma tsopano valani zokometsera zanu kuti ndidziwe chomwe.
Therefore, put off those garments, those ornaments from you. You know what happened? What's happening now? They are now being spoken to directly by God. And God is saying, I will consume you all. I am ready at any moment to consume you. Because you are a stiff-necked people. You won't repent. You save everything in your heart. And you put garments on to make yourself look good. But I am ready to consume you. And what's happening now? The truth is making them afraid. It's making them afraid. Do you see how that's happening today? We try to hide, but when the truth comes, and these people, they took their garments off. All their ornaments off. And you know what they did? This is a practice that they did back then. They put, many of them, put ashes on their head. That was a sign of mourning. And you know what happened now? They were afraid. They were scared. The Lord is going to consume us. So they begin to sweat. You know what it's like to sweat, right?
Yeah.
Then it starts dripping. And what's dripping with their sweat? It's black. Because the ashes on their head are dripping down now. It's mixing now. And that's a lot different than what they looked like before with all their ornaments, isn't it? Now, they look dirty. And look horrible. Maybe some were crying. It looks awful. These people look terrible. But that's exactly how God wanted them to be, to show really who they are, because because now what was inside is now finally showing the outward appearance was finally showing what was happening inside. But now, so far, you've been following, right? But we're not finished. Because even though the Lord said, take that all off, something else happened. Because by taking all of that off and putting ashes on their head, they were not saved. I'm
going
to say it one more time, and I want you to relate that to today. Even though they took all their ornaments off and they had black suit on their face, doesn't mean God took his wrath away. That is what we call repentance. That's called repentance. I want you to remember this. But repentance is not salvation. To repent, to be sorry, does not make you saved. Like when a man may come home to his wife, maybe he tells his wife, that can happen sometimes, that he's done wrong.
Nthawi zina amuna ena akachita chimo kunjako amatha kubwera kudzawuza akaza kuti inetu ndachita ichi cholakwika mkazi wanga.
And maybe he's even sorry.
Ndiye munaso amatha kupempha kukhululukidwa kuti ndenu kupempha kuti ndikhululukire.
But is he forgiven?
Koma nthawi yomwe amakhala kukhululukidwa akangoyankhula zimenezo?
Maybe not yet.
Koma munaso amakhala mkazi sanakhululukire kapena.
Because if he came to you and he said, I'm sorry, and you said, I forgive you, then he will do it tomorrow again.
Chifukwa akabwera kwa iwe ngukuzala mkazi wanga ndachita izi ndinopempha ndikhulukire ukamukhulukira mwina makoso akachitaso.
What has to happen in true repentance?
Timachi machitika mukulapa kweni kweni njiani.
There has to be a sincere promise and desire never to do it again.
Munthu amene wabwera kuti afuna alape zenizeni zonadi amenera kulonjeze kuti ndikamaliza kulapa zimenezi ndikulumbira sinzachitaso.
So come with me.
Ndetanditsatirani.
We have all kinds of people.
Tindimitundu ya anthu osiyana siyana.
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
Masausande masausande.
They've done wrong.
Anthu amene achimwapo kapena achitapo zolakwika.
God is very angry.
Mulungu wakupsha mtima kwambiri alipoteropo.
And he's ready to consume them.
Ndipo akonzeka kuti awakanthe.
He can throw fire on them all and consume them all.
Akonza kuponya moto ndikuwaononga onse mukamphindi.
Because he is almighty.
Chifwani Mulungu wamphamvu zonse.
They take all their ornaments off and now they look terrible.
Ndeya anthu ajavula vula zovala zawo zonse ndiya kuoneka mosakhala bwino.
There is a repentance.
Pali kulapa kwa mtundu wina.
Taking place.
Kumene kumachitika.
Now we're going to find out if it's a true repentance.
Nde tiphuzira tsopano kuti kulapa kweni kweni nkutani.
Because we can repent and be sorry because we're scared of the judgment of God.
Chifukwa tikhoza kulapa leroli ndikupempha chikhululuko chifukwa tikuopa chilango cha Yehova.
But it's different if we repent and are sorry because we have angered God.
Nde ndizosiyana ndikuti wina wake akulapa ndikusiya chimo chifukwa akuopa mkwiyo wa Yehova.
That's two different things.
Ndizuri zinzosiyana.
That's just like that man.
Mukhoza kuona kuti zimezi kufananaso ndi mamuna amene tikumunena ucha.
Maybe that man
mwana mamuna ameneyo
is sorry
and
repenting
nkulapa
because he wants sima or some food.
Mwana kuza kupepesa ndi zinthu zina chifukwa akuona kuti ngati sapepesa sima simumpasa ndakufuna kudya.
But is he sorry because he hurt his wife?
Koma ngati akupepesa chifukwa ti wachimva mutima mwa kuti akazi anga ndakulakwirani.
That's two different things, right?
Ndizo muzona zosiyana tsopano mukuona.
If he's sorry because he has done pain and grieved his wife, that's different.
Kudapepesa chifukwa cha nsima ndikupepesa kuti ndikuzindikira kuti akazanga ndakulakwirani zinthu zinzosiyana mukuona.
How will we know?
Ndetingadziwe bwanji kuti wapepesa mwakuti.
All of these people here,
anthu osewa yawa,
how are we going to know if there is a true repentance?
Tingadziwe bwanji kuti anthu amene wawa mwina amalapa ali muchoonadi.
You know what? We can fool people.
Tikhoza kunamiza mukudziwa ngati tikhoza kunamiza anthu.
But we can never fool God.
Koma palibe amene angathe kumunamiza Mulungu.
Let's remember that.
Mezi zimuzizigwiritsitsa.
We can't fool God.
Tikhoza palibe amene angalamize Mulungu.
He knows every detail of every thought of your heart.
Mulungu amadziwira kuti china chiri chonse chazoganiza zathu.
Okay, let's go further. Are you with me?
Kodi muli tipa modzi eh? Tenti pano kutsogola.
Okay. Now,
tsopano
we have Moses.
Tili ndi Mose tsopano.
And Moses,
you know, Mose
is the leader.
Ndinsogole.
Moses was on the mountain when God, speaking to God, when they built a calf.
Nde mene anthu amenewa amadzikonzera okhaka Mulungu kwawo kosema kuti adzikapembeza. Mose anali kuphiri akuyankhula ndi Mulungu.
I'm going to say something. I hope you can understand this.
Nde ndiyankhula chinthu china mwina chikuvutani kumvetsetsa. Mvetsani mwachidwi.
Moses is a type of Christ.
Nde Mose ndi wantundu wonga ngati mina lili Yesu.
Moses is not the Christ, but he is a type.
Sindikunena kuti Mose ndi Yesu.
He represents Christ.
Koma munkhani imene tikuforokoza mu Moseyu akuyimirira ngati Yesu.
We see in Moses.
Tikuona mwa Mose tsopano.
We see in Moses who Christ is.
Tikangomuona Mose tikumathaso kumuona kuti Yesu ndi ndani.
But Moses is not the Christ.
Koma sindikunena kuti Mose ndi Yesu. Anapo mugwiritsise ndikuti.
Now. Now, the people,
ndi anthu yawa.
So Moses was in the mountain when the calf was being made.
Ndiyantu amakonza fano lawo la kamwana kangombe. Mose ali kutikodi kuphini.
And now the people are in ashes and have stripped themselves from ornaments and they're all waiting what's going to happen.
Ndimo kuona tsana anthu aja azitsira phulusa osea jada ida zovala zawo zabwino zazivulavula onse kuti yauri chichitike nchiyani.
Will God consume us?
Ndiya kuembekezera kuti Mulungu amene iyu atiwonongabe.
Or is there a way out?
Kamena basi apapa atikhululukira zinthu zatha.
The people are scared.
Anthu aja ali ndi mantha
tsopano. They're worried.
So andi mantha tsopano.
What's going to happen?
Kuti kuchitika chani tsopano?
And they all wait.
Onsa kudikirira.
And Moses,
kodi Mose,
he takes the tabernacle,
anena kubwera dzatenge chayero chimenechi,
brings it outside of the camp.
Aitenge chotengera china cha Mulungu achibweretse kunja kwa chihema.
Do you understand?
Mukumvetsa menepa?
I know if you're following me, you're following this narrative.
Ndikudzoti ngati munditsatira bwino ndoti nkhani imene mukumvetsa bwino kwambiri.
What's happening?
So chochitika nchiyani?
Why is Moses bringing the tabernacle outside of the camp?
Ndemukona kuti Mulungu Mose akutengera nji ligasa la Yehova kuti chotsamo pakati pa anthu ena makhala mchinyumba chicha.
Maybe someone knows.
Mwe una kakhoza kuyankha kapena kudziwa.
You want to answer?
Una kakhoza kuyankha kapena?
Because if God consumes the camp with his anger and wrath, then the temple has to be away.
Nde Mose anachotsamo ligasa loyela la Yehova libanja. Kuti ngati Mulungu afuna kuwaononga anthu andikuwaononganso kachisiyo koma choyera cha Mulungu chokhali chikhale chiti kunja chipulumutsidwe.
You see?
Mukuona kwenepo
eh? If God is serious,
ndipo Mulungu basi wapsa mtima.
He is ready to consume them.
Wakonzeka kuti basi waononge onse.
People, I want to tell you something.
Anthu ino ndikuwuzeni kanthu
kena. God is serious with you too.
Mulunguso lero.
And with me.
Wapsa mtima ndinu ndine.
It's not a joke.
Sinkhani yocheza.
It's not just a threat.
Sinkhani nungo wapshezani.
If you do not repent.
Ngati simusiya tchimo lanu.
And see or receive by faith the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kumuyangana Yesu kapena kumulandira ndi chikhupiriro Yesu Kristu.
God is going to consume us too.
Ndithu ngati simupanga izi Mulungu akuwonongani.
You see the resemblance of today and then?
Mukuona zimene zikuchitika pano ndi zakale kale zikufanana mukuona tsopane.
You're going to understand more as we finish.
Mumve sabuni wambiri kumamaliza kumusiku.
But I want to tell you something.
Mufanda kuseni kanthu kena.
The tabernacle
ili kasaloela la Yehova
goes out of the camp.
Mose walinya mulo kati sunga panja pa chihema.
Do you know what happened?
Mukuza chimachita chitika tsopano.
When the Lord Jesus came?
Mene Mulungu anafika?
Was the Lord Jesus crucified in Jerusalem?
Kodi Yesu atabwera pa dziko lapansi anakapachikidwa ku Yerusalemu?
Or where?
Amene mukumbuka Yesu anapachikidwa kuti?
You see, the Lord Jesus was crucified outside of the camp.
Ndemukoza kuona sokuti kumbiri ya Ambuye wathu Yesu Kristu nthawi yemupachika itafika anamuchotsa mu Yerusalemu ndikumpachika kunja kwa Yerusalemu.
Hebrews says,
Mbuku la Heberi amanena kuti,
let us go out of the camp.
Amana kuti tiyeni tichoke kunja kwa nyumba imene, kunja kwa chihema chimene.
To find
kuti tikapeze
the Lord Jesus.
Yesu.
You see?
Mukuona?
This is the same thing.
Iyi nkhani njofanana.
Because in the camp is going to be consumed.
Chifukwa chihema kapena chinyumba ichi chifuna chiwonongedwe.
There's no way possible that the Lord can have mercy with the people.
Palibeso njira ina imene Mulungu akhoza kuchita chifundo anthu yawa.
Because they have sinned.
Chifukwa anthu amenewa amuchimwira.
And even though there's a kind of repenting heart, a sorrowful heart,
ndingakhala anthu amenewa akulapa kuoneka ngati kulapa mosweka mtima.
It's still not enough.
Koma sizikuona pamaso pa Mulungu.
Oh people, I have to tell you something.
Anthu ino ndikuzeni kanthu kena.
If you have a sorrowful heart,
ngati muindi mtima amene uli osweka,
and even a repentive heart,
komanso mtima ufuna kulapa,
it's not enough.
Zimezo zosakwanira.
People will tell you it's enough, but it's not.
Anhena dzakunamizana kuti ndizokwanira koma kuti ndikuzana ndizosakwanira.
And you ask me now?
Ndemunifunsa pano.
Well, what is enough?
Kuti nanga chofunikira nchiyani?
What is enough?
Chofunikira nchiyani?
I tell you.
Ine ndikuza.
Enough.
Kuti chofunikira?
Is a crucified Christ.
Ndi Yesu okhomedwa pa ntanda.
And having eyes of faith. upon the crucifixion. Nothing is enough. But Jesus Christ is. Repentance is needed. Sorrow of your sin is needed. But it won't set you free. Only Jesus Christ will set you free. And you're going to see this now. See, it's so beautiful because God does not stop here. Because what do we read in verse 11, our text? The Lord spoke to Moses face to face. As a man speaketh to his friend. Now listen. The camp, the tabernacle, is now outside of the camp. There is a mourning and sorrowful and repentant people. They all say we have sinned. We have done wrong. We have not done right. But now they're waiting. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Are they going to be consumed? Or is somewhere a way out? Moses goes to the tabernacle. And they all come and watch. They're afraid. What's going to happen? They see the cloud come before the door of the tabernacle. And they wait. You want to read it with me? What I just said was verse 7, and Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, so outside of the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation.
Nachika Nachicha Chihema Chokumanago Ndipo Kunakala kuti Yense wakufuna Yehova Anatuluka Kunka Kuchihema Chokumanago Kuunja kwa Chigono.
And then everyone who sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle went unto the tabernacle of the congregation which was without the camp. So
ndipo kunali pakutuluka Mose kunka ku chihemacho kuti anthu yense anayimirira nakhala chizi munthu yense pa khomo la hema wake.
So there were some people that were seeking in their repentance, were seeking God.
Ama saka Mulungu pakulapa kwawo.
They were seeking a way out.
Ama fufuza njira kuti mavuta amene watingachoke mubwanji.
But the only way to do that was to go out of the camp.
And come to the tabernacle.
And when they came there,
we have
to understand what we read. They sought the Lord. They were seeking the Lord. Some people were also sorrowful in their heart, not only outward, but also sorrowful in their heart. And if you wanted to, you could go out of the camp and you could seek the Lord outside of the camp, come to the tabernacle.
Amataona kuti Mose wanyamula jihema wapita nacho kunja kwa kajisi. Ndiye naonso amamtsatira Mose kuti ifuna tichoka muno, tisatira kumene kuli chani? Kuli jihema chimenechi.
I think some people today
mwinaso anthu ena lero lino
may understand this.
Akhoza kumvesa sabwino chimenechi.
Even if it's only a few.
Ngakhale tipo ochepa.
So many people say Jesus Christ is everything and Jesus Christ is good and all of these things, but
Ena amanena kuti Yesu ndi wabwino, Yesu ndi china chiti chose, koma.
But I think some of you
ndikuba kuti wena mwaino
are really seeking in your heart.
Mukumfuna Yesu yo mosweka ntima ndi muonadi mtima mwanu.
Let me tell you further.
Ndiye ndikuze limopitiri.
How you will find him.
Mmene mumpezere.
Cuz I know so many people talk about the Lord Jesus, but they're not talking about the Lord Jesus from their heart.
Ndikudziwa kuti anthu ambiri amayankhula za Yesu amene yumpa kamwa pawo, koma samamuyankhula mu mitima mwawo.
So seeking is good.
Ndikufunafuna nkwabwino.
They even came day every day maybe and they prayed by the tabernacle trying to find the Lord.
Wena mabwera tsiku ndi tsiku kugwada pa chihema ndikupemphera kuti akufunafuna Mulungu.
But they couldn't find him.
Koma samampeza.
Why not?
Chifajani.
If something had to happen.
Ndoti china chake chinaenda kuchizika.
And they would be able to find him, but something had to happen here.
Akosa kumpeza, koma china chake chinaenda kuchizika kai.
Now Moses comes.
Tsopano Mose akubwera mukhani.
The cloud comes before the door.
Chikamu chabwera pa khomo la chihema.
And they see.
Ndakuyangana.
Moses is our spokesperson.
Kuti Mose uja ndi mneneri wathu.
We can't get rid of this guilt.
Ife sitingachotse kudzimva kulakwa kumeneko.
Is God going to consume us?
Kuti Mulungu uyu atiwononga?
Are we finished?
Kuti ife basta tirapo mpano?
They go, they each day, maybe they're eating food each day and living each day, but they have their faces are black and they don't know how to get rid of this guilt.
Ndiya makhalabe moyo tsiku ndi tsiku maphikaza kuchesa wakudya koma phulusa lichabe lili kunkhope kucharada choncho amasuwa mtendere.
But now they see Moses.
Ndakumona Mose tsopano.
He's going to the tabernacle.
Akupita pa chihema.
And they say.
Ndakunena.
He is our leader.
Oh, ntsogoleri wathu ndi amene uja.
And their hope is that God will tell Moses that he's not going to consume them.
Ndali ndichikhulupirira chonse kuti Mulungu amuza Mose, kana Mose uchamuza Mulungu kuti anthu Mose awonongeso.
So what happened?
Ngechidachitika nchiyani?
Moses went into the tabernacle and talked with God.
Nde Mose analowa tsopano muchihemamo kukayankhula tsopano ndi Mulungu.
Now you remember that Moses is a type of the Lord Jesus.
Ndiye mundikumbukire macho ndanena kuti Mose akufanafana ndi Yesu Khristu.
What does this mean?
Kodi zvinotaudza chani?
That Moses talking with God.
Kuti Mose uyu amayankhula ndi Mulungu.
Is interceding.
Kumene kuchako ndikupembedzera.
Moses is saying, God, Lord, God. Please don't consume these people.
Mose atalom chimama uhema muja ndoda mankhula ndi Mulungu kuti chonde Mulungu anthu amusa waononge.
Please don't wipe us out.
Chonde musa waononge anthu osewa.
Please have mercy.
Achite ni chifundo.
And what do we read?
Nde pamene tawerenga.
God talked to Moses like a friend talks to a friend.
Kuti Mulungu anamuyankha Mose anayankhula ngati munthu libwenzira ake ngati pachishamwali.
Do you see that?
Kodi mukuchona chimene?
Jesus Christ is our interceder.
Leloli Mose wathu ndi Yesu Khristu. Na Yesu akunenera pali athu.
Jesus Christ talks to his Father like friends.
Mulunguso amayankhula ndi Atate wake. Yesu amayankhula ndi Atate wake Mulungu ngati pachimzake.
But also Jesus Christ is interceder today.
Ndipo mpaka lero Mulunguso Yesu ali mchipinda chopembedzera kupembedzera inu ndine.
I want to tell you something.
Ifani kuse ndikanthu kene.
I hope you're understanding.
Mwina sapano mwamba kumvetsetsa.
Moses is in the temple.
Pano Mose anali mchihema.
And he's interceding for the people.
Iye amapembedzera Mulungu kuti asawononge anthu acha.
And what do they do?
Ndi anthu achopanga chani?
They all go to their door.
Ndi onse anapita pa khomo la chihema.
Of their tent.
Tikana kuti chihema ndi chalicha. Ndizibwezabweza pamene chihema.
And it says they worship.
Ndi mmene mwanali anthu akupemphera.
You know what that means?
Muzoti zoti anthu aza chani?
That means everyone went to their door of their tent and went on their knees.
Ndiyo aliyesa anapita pa khomo la tent ya Yesu kuti akhomo ndakungukagwada.
And you know what they did?
Ndi mukudziwa chidachitika.
They said they were praying.
Ndi amapemphera.
Worshiping, praying.
Kupembedzera kupemphera.
Lord have mercy upon us.
Yehova tichitireni chifundo.
And hear Moses.
Pano pachapo Mose.
See Moses.
Aonse akuyangana Mose.
You see?
Mukuona tsopano.
They were waiting for Moses to come back out.
Onse amadikira kuti Mose uja komalizira atuke mchihema
mwa. And in the meantime their heart and their soul was praying.
Koma nawonso anali akupembedzera.
Don't consume us, don't consume us.
Chonde Yehova musatononge, musatononge, musatononge.
And they were thinking, oh, we hope that Moses may find favor in the sight of God. And how do they know? How did they see that God talked to Moses? And that Moses and that God heard, God communed with Moses. How do we know? It says it. Moses comes back out. And he faces the people. Now he has his back towards the temple. And he faces the people. But there's a secret. A real deep secret. And it's a glorious secret. That I'm telling you today. I'm revealing a secret. It's a gospel secret. And it's a mystery. While he's looking at the people. And he had just talked to God. And he had just been pleading for the people. And he's now standing out. Looking at the people. As interceder. So he is between the people and God. First he looks at God. And communes with him. Then he turns. That's what Christ does. That's what Christ does. You know, when you may be praying, I don't mean outwardly. I mean when your heart is crying out to God. And you might say, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Save me. You know what's happening? If it's true, I have to say that, only if it's true, you know what's happening? Jesus Christ is talking to God like a friend. And he's taking your plea. It's real. It's not a joke. This idea... And he takes your plea and he pacifies the wrath of God. Then he turns to the sinner. I hope he's turned to you. You must know this. That he turns to you. And the people see Moses. And they see. It's gone well. It's gone well. Others maybe are still worshipping. And others see Moses, but they don't know. Has it gone well? You see, because we can all come here together. And we can all hear this gospel. We can all of us hear that we're in trouble. That we're slaves to Satan. But God knows today whose heart is pleading to him. It's a heart matter. God is looking right now. Which heart does he see? Asking for mercy. Lord, save me.
Jehovah,
don't consume me. But I am worthy to be consumed. But don't consume me. But I have mercy upon me. God knows which heart is true. I have to tell you, I'm afraid some people come today and maybe hear like all the people in Israel, hear things, but are not pleading from their heart. And you'll go home today, the same as you were. You'll just go on in life. And you won't know if Jesus Christ has forgiven you all your sins. And that's why I call out to you. Come in repentance. Take off your ornaments. Be who you are. Each one of us. And come to the Lord in repentance. And now is needed that the Holy Spirit might bless you today. Because if you see Moses today, I don't mean Moses literally. I mean if you see in Moses Jesus Christ, then there's a mystery. He has turned back. Has he turned back to you? And how will you know that as he turns back to you, that your sins are forgiven? How will you know? Oh, this is the mystery I want to tell you. It's so glorious. So beautiful. I know when we were reading this, maybe your mind was somewhere else. Maybe you missed this. But we'll read it again. The 11th verse.
Verse 11.
What does it say? Halfway through the verse it says, and he turned again into the camp, this is Moses, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle.
Ndipo Yehova ananena ni Mose, kuponyana maso monga munthu alankhula ndi bwenzi lake.
What does that mean? So Moses, as interceder, turns back to the people. But
Joshua
stays in the temple. Just one other man stays in the temple. Who does Joshua represent? Joshua represents also Christ.
Joshua ama imirira so Yesu.
And Joshua represents here,
ndipo leo lino Joshua akimirira ndani pano,
the everlasting covenant in the interceding of Christ.
Joshua meana tsalira mukachisimuja ama imirira leo lino nchito imene Yesu akugwira yopembedzera nchipinda yopembedzera machimo athu ndi zinthu zina kwa Mulungu imene samairekeza imakhala yopitirira pitirirabe nimene Yesu anatsalira mchihema mucha.
I know this is going to be hard to understand, so I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible, okay?
Ndikudziwa kuti zikhala zofuna kwambiri kuti muzimvesese koma ndese sakupanga mophekerako kuti mumvetse.
Moses, as a type of the Lord Jesus, looks at the people.
Mose uja ofanana ndi Yesu.
And he has actually a friendly face. The Lord has spoken to him. And the gospel goes out to the people. But he's not just saying, by looking back at the people, that there won't be consumed. But he's actually saying to the people, you are in your tent. You are on your knees. But he's actually saying, come. Joshua is in the temple. He's not being consumed. Joshua, what is Joshua? A type of? I want to say it again to help you. Moses, a type of Christ's intercession. Joshua, a type of Christ's rest.
Yoswa ndi Yesu amene akutinenera machimo athu kwa Mulungu.
Safety.
Akupempha chitetezo chathu.
Moses as a Christ as an interceder says come.
Ne Moseso akuyimiriranso muimiriri wathu wa Mulungu amene kuti otilembedzera kwa Mulungu. Ma iyeyo amankhula ndi ife pamaso kuti titana kuti tabwerani.
But Joshua
Kuma Yoswa
shares the glory.
Iyeyo amamwaza ulemerero.
You know why?
Mukudziwa kodi?
Because we are very very simple silly people.
Chifoi feyo ndife anthu opusa mophweka phweka.
If Moses had said,
akanadi ukuku Mose achokeko,
you won't be consumed.
Kuti Mose akanangwaza anthu chotera basi zatha simuonongedwaso.
Then they would just put the ornaments back, ornaments back on and move on.
Ndiramba chakanabwerasa kuchimo akuti tendiambira nisona kwakudyerera.
But Moses is saying,
Koma Mose akwauza kuti,
there is a way not to be consumed.
Pali njira yoti simuonongedwa.
But you have to come in the temple.
Koma niwe mbwerekaye mchihema.
You see?
Mukuona tsopanera.
Moses as interceder invites them to by faith come into the temple.
Nde Mose ngati wowanenera onkhala pakati wawo pakati pa iwo ndi Mulungu akuwapembedzera maso akuwanyengera kuti tabwerani mulowe mchihema.
You're confused.
Rewa mwina mwazunguzika tsopa.
We know they are not allowed in the temple.
Chifwanu mukudziwa bwino kuti anthu amene wasamalola kuti alowe mchihema.
So you say they can't go in the temple.
Ndi mukuzifuzira nanga malo so bodi sanga lodi kulo.
I want to help you.
Ndi fanu kutsadize.
What this signifies here
Ababa zorandhoza kuti
is that Joshua, who is safe in the temple, represents Jesus Christ being safe in heaven.
Nde Yoswa uja amene ali wotetezedwa mkati mwachihema mwachalichi akuimirira Yesu amene lero ali kumwamba so malo wotetezedwa.
And these people were not to enter into the temple, but they were to see by faith that God was not consuming Joshua.
Nde sizimafunika anthu amene wakuti achite kulowa ndi thupi lonse mkati mwa kachisa amene pamene chihema anayenera kuima patali nkungoona kuti Yoswa uja mkati mucha Mulungu sakumuononga.
That's where the safety lies.
Pamene wamba pamene wakuti Yoswa uja ngoteteresedwa.
That's where the curse gets lifted.
Pamene wamba pamene wakuti thembero lachotsedwa.
We say the same today.
Chimodzi modzi lero lino.
I know this is hard.
Ndikona kuti nzovutira kuti mumvesetse inde.
But I want to tell you something.
Kwa fani kukuzeni kanthu kena.
Just some repentance and being even on your knees praying for mercy is not enough.
Ndikululira chinsisi chiri kuti kungolapa machimo kugoda weka nkupapemphera nzosakwanira.
You must look with faith.
Unanena kuyangana pa mtandao koma ndi chikhulupiriro.
Into the temple.
Uyangane mukachisiyo.
Into heaven.
Kumwambako.
And see Christ.
Ndi umuone Yesu kumeneko.
By faith.
Ndi chikhulupiriro.
And he will lead you into
peace. Mbuyeyo adzakulondola Yesu chazakulondolozera mpaka ku chipulumutso satha.
Joshua is the one who led them into Canaan.
Musai wale kuti Yoswa koma isana meada watenga ana Israeli mpaka kwa alowesa kudziko lalonjeza ku Canaan.
That's where God wants his people with Christ in Canaan, the land of rest.
Ndimenenso Mulungu akufuna kuti anthu ake inu mukafike kudziko limene akulonjezani ndi Yesu wanu.
And I have to tell you.
Ndende kuseni chinthu ichi.
If you are repenting.
Ngati mwalapa.
If you are sorrowful.
Ngati niyo muli osweka mtima.
If you look like those people where black soot is going all down their face.
Ngati mukuoneka ngati anthu aja padadzola phulusa.
Then look to the temple.
Nditayanganani mchihema.
You'll see Moses.
Mumona Mose mmene.
Not literally.
Osati Mose wa.
Faith doesn't see literally.
Chikhulupiriro sichimaona zinthu wamba.
But your soul.
Koma mzimu wanu.
Your heart.
Mtima wanu.
Needs to look to Christ.
Unaenda kuyangana pa Yesu.
He's on his throne.
Yesu yo ali pampando chifumu.
Joshua is on his throne.
Yoswa ali pampando chifumu.
And he is interceding.
Iye akupembedzera.
And he's freeing.
Komanso akupumulutsani kupembedzana zinthu zina.
The truth shall set you free.
Muzali chiona ali chimakuma sura sichonje.
Which will give you rest.
Komanso chimakupatsani mtendere wa muyaya.
You see?
Mukuone.
He intercedes for us, for sinners.
Akupembedzera anthu ochimwa.
And he sets them free.
Komanso akuwapulumutsa kwa sero akhale omasuka.
Is he interceding for you now?
Kodi amene akupembedzerayo Yesuyo. Akupembedzeraso inu lero lino.
If your heart is looking upon Moses or the greater Moses, Jesus Christ, interceding.
Ngati niyoso mtima wanu ukuyangana kwa Mose. tikunena Mose wankuluyo Yesu Kristu amina kupembedzera.
Then I pray that you may also see into the temple.
Kunanuso munenera muone mkati mwa chihema.
And may see Joshua.
Mumone moyoswa mmene.
Because they couldn't see Joshua.
Chifaiwa sana ati kumuona Yoswa.
They saw Moses.
Iwa maona Mose.
See how far we can get.
Ndemu kwa zinthu zimene zingakhalire tsopano.
Sorrow.
Kuti pali mavuto.
Repentance.
Kulapa.
Hearing the gospel.
Kumva mawu a Mulungu.
Even perceiving the gospel.
Komanso kulimba kapena kupirira mawu a Mulunguwo. Wasunga.
But has faith drawn you into the gospel and freed you?
Ndezo sezu kazichita pamafuta so chikhupiro chikhalepo kodi iwe chikhupiro ulinacho chimecha kubweretsa nkudza kumasula.
That can happen today.
Zimezele zikuza
kuchitika. Because you've now heard the gospel.
Chifwaino ndotengwa Mulungu mawu.
The gospel is not in just repentance.
Utengwa Mulungu sungo kamba sakulapa kuoka.
You must look with faith.
Nanuso mlanya kuyangana pa ndi chikhupiriro.
To Joshua.
Mumuyangane Yoswayo.
To Jesus Christ.
Kwa Yesu Kristu.
Not only as he has interceding for you to his Father. But you must also believe that the Father says, Son, that lady who is sitting in a tent in
Malawi
that has come to you, my son, and is begging for mercy, I accept her in your name. Then Moses comes out.
He
looks at you. Jesus Christ looks at you. Are you calling out? And you see, my salvation can only be in Jesus Christ. Give me Christ or I die. Jesus Christ, have mercy on me.
Yes, urijitane jifundo ife.
Save me.
Ndipulumutseni.
Forgive me.
Ndikulugireni.
And Jesus Christ intercedes.
Nde Yesu amaloyererapo ndikuchita mopembedzera.
And I hope and pray.
Ndi ndichikhupira mpemphero.
That you see.
Kuti nanuso muona.
Him turn back to you.
Mutembe ndipo atembenukira kwa iye.
And say, come.
Akuza ndabwera.
My Father accepts you.
Bambwanga akufomerezani.
In my name.
Mzina langa.
I interceded for you.
Ineyo ndinakupembedzerani kumene.
There's one more thing needed.
Pali chinthu chimodzi chokufunikira.
That you may believe.
Kuti munene kukhulupirira.
That you may.
Kuti inyo mukhoza.
Enter heaven.
Kulowa mufumu wakumwamba.
Today.
Lero lomwe.
If you believe it today.
Mukhulupirira chimene.
You enter heaven today.
Mukhoza kulowa so mufumu wakumwamba lero lomwe.
You think that's so strange.
Ena kuno raa nzona bwa nzotheka bwanji.
I don't mean literally.
Sindi kunena kuti kulowa kuthupiro lero lomwe.
The Lord wants you to walk on this earth for just a little longer maybe.
Mulungu akufuna kuti munenyo mulowe munapakathawe pangono.
But your heart and your soul.
Mtima wanu ni mzimu wanu.
Go into the temple.
Ulowe muchihemacho.
Rest.
Ukapume.
Receive the gift of grace.
Ukalandire mphatso zachisomo.
And maybe you experience.
Munenyo mwasona bwisi.
I pray.
Ine ndikupemphera.
I hope.
Ndindi chikhupiriro.
That there's some people here today.
Kuti palandwera pano lero lino.
Maybe a few.
Mwina ochepa.
Who have been able to say.
Amene akunena kuti.
Oh, now I know.
Oh, ndazindikira tsopano.
When my sins were forgiven me.
Kuti machimo anga akhulukidwa.
He was saying, come.
Akundiitana kuti abwera.
Come.
Tabwera.
It's okay.
Basa theka.
I've interceded for you.
Ine ndakhondana ndi wanga zamachimwa ako ose.
But maybe you say.
Kwamwina iwe kunena kuti.
I didn't know.
Koma sindi madziwa.
That I was invited not only to come to an interceder.
Kuti ndinayitanidwa kuti ndidzapembedzeredwe machimo anga.
But that he invites me in.
Koma akundiitanaso ndi rowe mkatimo.
To experience, to enjoy all the benefits of grace.
Kuti ndikamve nawo kukoma. Kwa mphatso zonse za chisomo.
You know today.
Mukudziwa lero lino.
That God, that Jesus Christ does not only call you as interceder to come.
Yesu Kristu sangokuita nani ngati munthu wapembedzera.
But that he takes you in.
Koma kutenganisa mkulowa namukati.
Today.
Lero lomwe.
While you're in this body.
Muli mthupi limene lipompana.
That's why.
Chifukwa chake.
Maybe after salvation.
Muna mutatha kupulumutsidwa.
Then you have a very difficult life here on earth yet. Maybe everything goes wrong in your life still. But what people can't understand is why when everything is going wrong, you're so happy and joyful. You see? That's the difference. Because your life is not on earth. It's in heaven. That's where you are. I hope someone recognizes this today. Then tell other people about it. And if you've come today and the Holy Spirit has given repentance and you're afraid, children too, and you're afraid, you say, the Lord must consume me because I built a calf as well. I have not worshipped God alone. And God's going to consume me. And maybe you're stripping yourself from all your outward beauty. That you're saying, for so long now, I've been telling people that I've been okay. I've done some things, right? And you're trying to show your outward beauty. But today you say, God is showing me my heart. And you're convicted. Look to the tabernacle. See Moses. See Jesus Christ, the interceder. Plead. Cry out. Lord, have mercy upon me. And Jesus Christ will turn to you. And he will whisper in your soul, sinner, come to me. Come. And if you may come today to the interceder Jesus Christ, by faith, he will lead you into his house of wine, where you may get drunk from his love. Not drunk like we know it, but you may fall in love. Deep love. With this Jesus Christ. Because he embraces you. He says, come. Come. Embrace me. And you may say, kiss me with your lips. For he is altogether beautiful. Is this salvation? Is this freedom? Oh, this is glory. And then I have to tell you, Jesus Christ tells you, this is just a sample of glory. When you die and your soul goes to heaven, then it's eternal bliss. Eternal glory. Where do you stand? Seek your own heart. Do it. Do it today. Don't wait. Where do you stand? What will happen to you? Are you living in heaven? Are you living in the bosom of Christ? Is your life hid with Christ? Is your soul safe? Ask yourself. Look in your heart. Don't deceive yourself. Me too. Each one of us. Look to Jesus. Look to Moses. And see the greater interceder. Look to Joshua and see the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.